If cataloging and scanning the 40 or so books and roughly 100 poems penned by famed writer Edith Wharton doesn't seem tedious enough, how about flipping through the pages of her personal library? The total there, about 2,700 works. WAMC got a first-hand look at the effort to digitize Wharton's collection.
Smells like books, right?
The stench of early 20th century paper hits your nose when you walk into the small room at the top of Wharton's former estate in Lenox, Massachusetts. Inside, boxes containing hundreds of books are stacked on shelves, waiting to be scanned by Professor Sheila Liming of the University of North Dakota.
I'm just going to scan through and you'll see how it works in a second. And then an image shows up on my computer.
The images are being loaded onto a website so anyone can look at what Wharton read and writings by the Pulitzer Prize winner that aren't publicly accessible. About 300 of 2,700 works are on the draft website, with information describing the piece and metadata to make it searchable online. Liming's inspiration for the project stemmed from an Edith Wharton Society fellowship to work at the Mount in Lenox in 2013.
The problem was I'd read an application in order to get that fellowship, and I had no idea what to write the application about because I didn't actually know what was in the library. Nobody did. There's no way of going online and seeing what books are in the collection. There's no sort of advertising for the collection itself. So I wrote an application blindly, just sort of saying, here's some things I think I'd like to look at that I think she owns. I don't really know. And then when I got here, you know, they kind of, you know, were able to show me more in detail what things might be, you know, related to my research interests. But that's when I realized this place needs a digital catalog.
3 years later, Liming has garnered about $30,000 in grants to support her work and that of assistants last summer.
And it's slow, but it's coming.
Not all of the books will be fully scanned since some are already in the public domain. The focus is on those that are damaged.
We have a full text scan, for example, of her copy of Alice in Wonderland, which is something that she also just totally read to pieces.
Heavily annotated by Wharton and her unpublished writings, Irene Goldman Price is on the Mount's Board of Trustees and is a Wharton scholar.
There's one book that did not belong to her. It was a book that she wrote of poems, and she gave it to Morton Fullerton, her lover, and inside the flyleaf she inscribed a poem to him. There's no other copy of that poem anywhere else in the world. There's just this handwritten note in Morton Fullerton's copy. I find the books are really critical because I can read along with Edith Wharton. I can look at Matthew Arnold's essays and his poetry and see what was meaningful to her and use that to analyze her own writing. So the books are really a treasure trove of Wharton's thinking, her intellectual autobiography.
Flipping page by page, Liming has discovered intimate traces of Wharton's life, such as bookmarks, postcards, and even hair. Liming was recently working with Wharton's second set of a Robert Louis Stevenson collection. It's thought Wharton didn't look at this set too much.
And I found a torn off piece of a letter used as a bookmark in there. And on it, there are some canceled stamps. And there are two canceled stamps from the Irish Republic from the year 1922. And they were only issued for 1 year, these stamps, because it was right after Ireland had become a free state. And so the stamps themselves are somewhat interesting and valuable, but it's also we can pinpoint exactly when she was reading that book, when she got that letter, you know, when she stuck those stamps in there.
Liming says the database will also be another way to market the Mount and its pristine gardens to scholars and others. Reporting from Lenox, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.